we can talk about it again this year. We talked about Valentine's in school and at home and what you do here, and maybe special Valentine that you got sometime from somebody special to you, or one that you sent, or one that you made.
And you used to make home, get homely ones and send them to sign their name. Yeah, real bad ones. Wouldn't sign their name.
Was this when you were in school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was growing at home. It wasn't really all in school. I don't know how that come about. It had to be school, I don't know. I think that's the way it was. But then last summer they'd give it away themselves.
In an island school, they had to make them. Couldn't buy them like you did now.
How did you make them, Kelly?
Well, we made a heart, you know, and colored it. And we wrote whatever you liked on it.
Did you write a poem, or did you just write?
No, just a couple of words you wanted to write. To my friend, and or Happy Valentine's Day. I know I put on some of them in your name. And, you know, wanted to make a special nice one for the teacher. We all tried so hard to make a nice one for her. Sometimes we cut, if you had books at home, you could cut pictures out and some round hearts out and paste them on around that.
Oh.
That was kind of pretty.
What kind of pictures?
Like a... before Valentine's Day, you see Valentine's in paper and you cut them out, you know.
And put that on it. Did you ever use material or lace or anything like that?
I just don't remember. I suppose some of them did.
When you cut scallops in the paper, there's always that kind of red paper.
Construction paper?
You could do it that way. Even fold them and make a string of people.
Oh, like paper dolls?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Out of hearts?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Make a whole string of hearts. Huh?
Yeah.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, that's what we did.
When my children went to school, I helped them make quite a few of them. The teacher was too good to help them.
What was the, how many did you make? How many were in your schoolroom?
Well, it was about 25 apiece.
25?
So we made 3 each one. Or sometimes we had time to just make 3 or grade, you know, or something like that. We didn't, couldn't make too many. But I usually give each one so they wouldn't feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Did you get one too from everybody then?
Yeah, most of them did. But the last one, you and me, Valentine, then when we give this boy Valentine, he made a little pile. And he said, what am I going to do with them? And he took and threw them in the stove.
Oh, no.
It felt so bad that the next year we're not going to give you any.
Oh,
I thought that was kind of a dirty trick.
He was kind of an old crab, wasn't he?
Yeah, after we went through so much work, we made him a nice Valentine's Day in the stove.
What did the teacher say?
She didn't see it, too. I don't remember.
Did next year you didn't make him one, then?
No, we didn't. We said we didn't get any more. So I didn't know what
I don't blame you. I wouldn't have given him one, either.
School, of course, I did. I was in the country school, Ockham. Where that cane mill down there, Seahaw's cane mill. Seahaw that used to make sorghum.
Yes.
Right there, that's the school I went to. It's up on the hill there.
Oh.
First it was, where was it? When it was on the hill, then they brought the schoolhouse down. Down from the hill. don't know what direction I would say now. Oh, they brought it down to come down where the roads cross, the ranches there. That road crosses, they brought it down to that corner by the Millers, you know where the Millers live?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we brought the schoolhouse then. And the lake shore, Lisbon Lake Shore.
Mm-hmm.
It was better, better for everybody. For the, where they lived, you know, this, the roads all joined there, you know. Made it better. That's how it was.
What do you remember about Valentine's in that school?
Well, we made Valentine's, yes.
Did you have a box to put them
yeah.
in? How many were in your school?
Oh, about, well, I think there was 30. About 30.
It was plenty for one teacher.
Hmm?
There was plenty for one teacher.
Yeah.
What was your, did you get a favorite Valentine? Or did you ever make a real special one for a boyfriend or your mother or somebody?
I don't remember. I know I got one and supposed it to be that it was my boyfriend. No, I thought it was. Yeah, I was so young yet. And the dad says, well, if it's from him, he says, you just send that right back. He says, that's what it was.
Did you do it?
No. Because I didn't have to. He just said that. But he didn't make me do it, you know.
I bet you looked at that one a lot.
Well, it was all right.
Yeah. How about you, Ray?
No, this is the way it was. It wasn't him at all. It was my uncle that sent me that. And, of course, after he found out that it was him, then it was okay. He was worried about it was my boyfriend.
Oh. So he was playing a joke on him.
Yeah,
friend.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the way it was. I forgot I'd put that together.
Oh.
So he had no trouble then.
You didn't know it was from your uncle either, I suppose.
No, I didn't. And
how old were you?
Oh, well, about 15 maybe. And my uncle owned up to it. He says, well, what did you get on Valentine's Day? I says, oh, I got a Valentine, but I don't know who from. Then he says, I sent you that. I told him what happened. Dad was mad and everything. That was the way it was. No harm done.
Huh, that's cute.
Yeah, the guy was too old for me anyway.
And related.
No, the one that he didn't like, didn't want it to be.
Oh.
Because, you know, he could play the violin good, and he'd come to my house, and I played the organ, and, you know, he thought that's what it come to, you know. There's nothing like that at
mm-hmm.
all. Just because he had nobody to play on the organ, and...
He wanted to.
Yes, and I wanted to play too.
And that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And then it was all right. He liked the music as well. He liked the music and everything, but he didn't like the setup.
He didn't want you to have a boyfriend.
He did like the music.
He didn't want to cheer you.
He was afraid there was something going on.
Ray, do you remember Valentine's? Did you ever make Valentine's?
Huh?
Did you ever make Valentine's?
No, I never did. Never made them.
Did you remember getting some in school?
Oh, yeah. I should get them in school. Yeah.
Do you remember any special ones?
Well, just, you know, what someone made, like, you know, heart, something like that, you know. I never made them myself.
Did you buy some?
Huh?
Did you buy them?
Yeah.
Do you remember any special one that you ever got?
Huh?
Do you remember a special one that you got or gave to somebody?
Just a minute. Just a special one.
You remember doing something special in school on Valentine's Day?
Huh?
Did you do something special in school on Valentine's Day? Sometimes we got those little candy hearts to eat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have little something like that, yeah.
Got little sayings on
them? Yeah, I remember that now, yeah. Been so long ago, I forget.
Yeah.
I was
just
the
Oh, who is this now that gave
Ivor Peterson.
Yeah.
That.
Sometimes they didn't mean much.
I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, that was good. Martha, do you remember Valentine's?
Yes. The school we generally had to have a Valentine box. And everybody brought their Valentine's. And then
when you were a student or when you were a teacher?
When I was teaching. The teacher always got the nicest ones. I felt bad about that.
That was up. Oh, you should have felt good about that.
Well, I felt good in a way, but in a way I felt some children didn't get hardly any.
Did you give Valentine's to all your students then?
Well, if there wasn't too many, I tried to.
Did you make them or did you buy them?
We bought them. The last year I just had the upper grades, the four upper grades, so that wasn't so bad.
How many students did you have?
Oh, I had about 16, I think, 16 or 18. But we always had the two rooms together for the Valentine box.
Did you make the box?
Well, we always trimmed one up a little bit.
What kind? How did you do it?
Oh, with just a little paper around or something. Cutting out hearts. It was kind of fun.
Oh, sure. Did you have a party then with something good to eat? Candies?
Well, candy, yes, but nothing else.
That's always a special day for kids.
Surely is.
It's like Mary. They wait and see if they're going to get one from a boy or a special girl. Pretty nice. Do you remember getting a special one or giving one to someone?
I got a special one the last year I taught. And it was a picture of a girl up in the window and she's saying, "I love Arthur, Arthur who?" And I didn't know anybody knew anything about Arthur, but one of the mothers did.
Oh.
She had met us at dances.
Oh.
So I knew who put it up to the kids.
Uh-huh. That was fun. Did you think it was funny? Or were you embarrassed?
Well, I didn't like to show it to everybody.
Oh.
Children are pretty wise.
Yes, they are.
Especially when you go to school.
Yeah, really. Marie, do you...
I'm going to move this down here a little bit. I'm going to go over on this side now.
Do you remember about Valentine's?
Valentine's Day was always special in school. We made most of them. Everybody had to have homemade Valentine.
Homemade Valentine. How did you make them?
Oh, I had hearts and so forth. Not very beautiful, I suppose.
Well, I bet they were. Did you have any lace, or did you draw on them, or just write on them?
Any kind.
Do you remember a special one that you got or gave to somebody?
Yes. I was at school in Duluth. I got a special one from
From your boyfriend?
I believe I've still kept that.
That's nice, isn't it? Was it a homemade one?
No.
Bought. That was special too, if somebody would buy one for you, if you made them. Was it a great big one?
It was a small one. Fit in an envelope. And I always remember that Valentine's Day.
Oh, sure. How old were you?
Well, I was at college.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. When you were teaching, did you have Valentine's?
Yes, we always had Valentine's. Everybody made Valentine's.
Did you decorate the room too, or?
That was a special day.
Did you have goodies?
No, we didn't have any. Some candies and.
I don't remember that we had any special treats except somebody might bring these little candies that Tilly was talking about that said something down there.
Well, something, it was a blotter that this boy sent me. And the verse was, I will blot out all the cares.
Oh. Wasn't that romantic?
Cute.
Yeah.
The one that I saved it.
Yeah. Was this, did this turn out to be your husband?
No.
Oh, somebody else.
Somebody else.
That was just puppy love.
Puppy love. We've all had that, haven't we?
That's what I remember.
That's a nice memory. Yeah.
Yep, I will blot out all cares.
I will blot out all cares for you. That's nice. Did you ever get one of those big candy boxes that look like a heart?
Yeah.
Chocolates? Pretty nice.
I know, can you buy that candy with, like you were saying, you had a little ribbon on top?
I haven't seen it, but Tilly said she just got one the other day, so they must have it.
I think
Did you have that when you were growing up, Ray?
No.
No, but I bought a little heart and a candy and for my grandchildren when I was home. So, I feel nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, I feel need your heart for little candy.
They like to keep the box too.
Yeah, they play with it.
Of course, my grandchildren were special.
Yeah, always were. They are yet.
Yeah, that's true.
They are yet.
How many grandchildren do you?
I have five, two of my sons, and three of something.
I got 29.
29 grandchildren?
Oh, gee.
55 great.
That's a lot. Oh. 55 great grandchildren? Well, that's a lot of Valentine's. You have to start at Christmas.
Oh, my. I would try it.
It doesn't slide again.
Yeah, I get a lot of attention from them, but they don't expect anything back.
Oh, I'm glad they give you a lot of attention.
Yeah, they said, you don't need to bother grandchildren say, answering my cards or anything.
Do they send you Valentine's?
No, not now, they don't know. They have their own now.
Mm-hmm. I always expect something.
Birthday is the one thing, you know, so that's
birthday.
That takes care of all of us.
Do you get Valentine's from your grandchildren?
Yes, I do.
You said your granddaughter made you a special patchwork book.
Well, no, not patchwork. A quilt.
Quilt.
One of the small.
Yeah. I'm sure she must remember you if she's that.
Oh, yes. I haven't even muted. My daughter wouldn't let them take them here.
Oh.
Because those things got lost, you
know. That's a shame, because it means. Because she must send you cards. And you
can say she does.
My special day is for my birthday.
When's that, Mary?
16th of March, so I get a Pat's celebration.
St. Patrick's.
Oh.
And we're going to have some little get-together again. Pat Thies and all those things, so he wants to sing on her birthday. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an open thing. Anybody wants to join in.
How about you, Ray? What do you remember about Valentine?
I'm not here.
I bet you had a girlfriend.
Yeah, like I said, puppy love.
Puppy love. Did you send Valentine?
No. He just put him in school and put him in that box and that was the end of it.
Don't you remember getting that one special one that you were going to send to somebody you liked in your room?
No.
Oh, I bet you did.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you? I bet you sent one nice one to your wife.
Well, I gave her a heart box of candy.
Oh, sure.
Sure. She liked that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
That's when a little boy come down here a long time ago.
Oh.
You heard that expression when a little boy come down here a long time ago?
No.
You know, where you been all the while?
We haven't heard it.
No,
I
haven't heard it. I have to think back about more than 70 years ago.
Okay.
Think of that.
Yeah. What a while.
How are you going to remember?
Well, those memories come back.
Oh, sure. I think when you talk about them like this,
yeah, uh-huh.
Somebody will say something and then you think, oh, yeah, I remember something that happened to me.
My grandmother remembers those that happened when she way back.
Your grandmother?
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Wasn't that, don't you wish you had a tape recording of that?
I should have kept her, they should tell her. I think she done this year. A lot of her on those days too.
Oh, sure.
Because she came across, you know, the ocean and everything. She had a lot to tell.
Mm-hmm. I bet that was quite a story.
Yeah, I don't know. My dad really heard the story from. He'd come in and he'd ask her something and she'd get tired and she'd talk all afternoon about it.
Mm. It would have been nice to have a tape recording of that.
Yeah.
My great-grandmother went in a covered wagon. I sure wished I had a tape recording of that conversation.
Both sides, my grandparents came from, one from Germany. Yeah, the Bohemia.
Darling, what about Valentine's Day? What do you remember?
Well, I just remember giving Valentine's to all the kids. And
of course, you were in town.
Yeah, but
did you have a big class?
Yeah, there was quite a few of us. But we had a Valentine box, but we bought the Valentines, and I know we made a lunch and all this, so-and-so. Yeah. And then we had to sell a little candy, you know, and it was just fun.
Had a little party that day in school.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, a big part of the fun of it was that you didn't have to do your work.
Yeah, well,
They played a few games.
Yeah, there was some...
What kind of games did they play?
Oh, I don't know. Can't just remember anymore either, too much about it. Pump
on Galway, I suppose.
Pump on Galway?
Yeah.
I bet you like that.
Yeah.
And button, button.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the button?
Annie, Annie, over.
Yeah.
Pig's tail,
what's that now?
At the end.
Oh, sure.
You have to respond with pig's tail.
When you catch it on the other side? Did you throw the ball over the schoolhouse?
No, you couldn't throw that.
We used to throw it over something. I don't remember if it was a house or the garage or what. It must have been the garage. Could have been the house.
We used to throw it over the schoolhouse.
Did you?
We did too when we went to country school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when they said pigtail, what happened then?
Well, it's really hard to find it. You catch it and say pigtail.
And then you throw it back? What if you didn't catch it?
Oh,
he's running the trotted. And if it's still going, I'd have to throw again, and that'd be somebody else's pigtail.
Yeah.
That's the way that would be.
What was the game where you had two sides, and then...
I guess isn't that the same one?
You try to get everybody on your side.
Isn't that it? That's it, isn't it?
Is that the same one?
Yeah. When you miss, you have to give up one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, see, makes that side larger then.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it went, somewhere like that. It was a mount. It's the mount that have a set time or something when you get the most on that side. I think that's about the way it went.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You throw the ball, and somebody catch the ball, and then everybody start running for the other side.
Yeah.
And try to catch it when it's good. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
And you catch the ball, and you're on the other side of the wind.
Okay. Well, that wore you out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Then when you pick your... Everyone had to pick, you know, choose sides. Till you get yours, and then you know they all know which were the best when they had them before, so they all try to work to know already where the best ones were.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the defensive part come in.
Mm-hmm.
To get the best ones on your side. I guess that's the way it went.
Yeah.
Had to be something like it.
Do you remember getting a box of candy, Darlene, from your husband or?
Yeah.
That's a real special.
That was nice. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel kind of good. I don't know.
Sure. It's just a real special day where everybody can say what they should have been saying all along, isn't it?
Yeah. It was fun always to help the kids, my children, you know, get their Valentine's ready for their school Valentine's
Day. Sure.
Yeah.
To go down and get them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I bought the Valentine's my kids to give them. My little girl, she would, she had to look them all over and find the pretty ones.
Yeah.
A certain boy.
Oh!
Yeah. A certain boy all the time.
Yeah.
He had a pretty one, she said.
Oh. Puppy love, that's what Ray says.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember I got a box. I went to church. I think I was about 13. And this boy was waiting outside and hanging around, and I couldn't figure out what. And he was a paper boy.
Yeah.
Somebody had given him a box of candy, and he was going to give it to me.
Oh.
And I was real happy, but I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't know what to do with it. Do you remember those days when you wanted it to happen, but you didn't know how to handle it? Yeah. Awful young.
Young and foolish.
Young and foolish. did you have Valentine's parties? Now, you were talking about when you were courting and you slay and cutter and the cutter would tip over on the ice and all that. Valentine's Day was in the winter.
Yeah.
Did you have Valentine's parties out in the country and if it was on a weekend?
No.
And everybody get together, you know, Marie talked about piling in and going to somebody's house and having a good time.
Well, them days you were kind of shy, you know.
That was the nice part.
Yeah.
Just kind of hoping.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking, that's right. Do you have a Valentine poem you remember, Marie? I can't think of one at all.
Yeah,
about the bladder.
The popular one, violets are blue and all that kind of stuff.
Roses are red.
Yeah,
are
that was a good
sugar
one.
Sugar sweet and so are you, or something like that.
That was an old one.
Yeah.
And there was another one, but I can't think of that one. But that was the going one.
My grandmother showed me a Valentine that she got old-fashioned when it was big and lace on it. I wonder what ever happened to those. Did you ever see any that your mothers or grandmothers had? Or real pretty, it had a little picture, cut-out picture of a little lady on it or something. Somebody had made it. It's so pretty.
Yeah, the lady they made them, and they made them like a plate, and then they put laser on them, and decorated them, and give each other some
that was
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. Kept it young and on the wall. Many years ago, we got the first old, we could not see it.
Oh. Nice to keep it out where she could see it, though, rather than stick it in the drawer.
I remember a lady she did and she looked at that.
Don't you wish you kept all that stuff that you threw away?
We used to cut out in the Sears and Roebuck catalogs.
Oh.
When they'd have all the clothing and dress clothing kits, you know. Use that, cut them out and just paste them on.
What'd you use for paste?
Oh, just flour and water.
That's what we
use. It's best if it just boils, you know.
Well, you boiled it?
Yeah, the best. Made in paste. Starch. Heavy starch.
It's thicker than that. Mm-hmm.
Never thought of that.
I never learned something in your old days.
No.
You see, when just flour and water, that dries and
sure.
It breaks off, but the other way it don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you. And they used to have a colored to color stuff with a bottle of some. What was that we used? I think it was bottle stuff for color.
Paint?
Yeah.
Or
to color pictures with. What was that?
In school?
No, I think we did this at home. What would you do now? Oh, they used. Oh, that was Easter eggs.
Oh, mm. Yeah.
Easter eggs when you boiled onion skins.
Yeah. Mm. Huh?
We'll write about that in a.
Yeah.
See, it's in April, isn't it, this year?
First Sunday.
First Sunday in April?
It's early this year, isn't it? Yeah.
And them days,
I looked it up.
Them days they bought the paper with the pictures on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wrapped them in it.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about St. Valentine? Seems to me I looked that up last year, and I don't remember what I found out.
I think it was a love story, wasn't it? That Valentine?
Let's see if I can find it.
St. Valentine.
Yeah.
St. Valentine, yeah.
And somehow...
St. Valentine, ah. Was a great saint. No, that's what you wrote. Let's see. St. Valentine, two martyrs of the early Christian church. He was martyred on February 14. Oh, there were two different ones. One in Rome and one in 60 miles away. St. Valentine in Rome was a priest who died during the persecution of Claudius the 90th in 269 A.D. And a basilica was built in his honor in Rome about 100 years later, and a catacomb with his remains was found there. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have anything to do with Valentine's.
No.
I mean, it was a church martyr.
Mm-hmm.
And then exchanging Valentine's, Chaucer mentioned birds began to pair off on that day. And ancient, so I suppose that was the idea of love. An ancient Roman festival, February 15th, honoring Juno, a woman goddess, goddess of women and marriage, and Pan, the god of nature. Mm-hmm. So that's what I found out about Valentine's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't think we can do better than that.
No, I don't think so either.
I think we've gone as far as we can go on that.
Oh, no, well, we could maybe think of something else that happened to us. But it's funny that we would be celebrating with candy and, well, of course, if it was for a goddess of love or something, I suppose I can see that, women. Do you think women are more interested in Valentine's than men? Or do you think men just are, but they don't admit it? What do you think, boys? It made you feel pretty good to give Valentine's, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sure, but I bet you didn't say much, did you?
You didn't feel right either.
Didn't like to
well,
get them. Yeah.
Still like to get them.
Better to get a card than to say it yourself.
Yeah. Think women are more sentimental? Or do you think they just show it? You don't think so? What do you think, Martha? I think men want to be sentimental, but sometimes they don't know how to do that.
Huh.
Or they don't want to admit that they think they'll be too soft. But I agree with you, I think they are too, Marie.
Can't we think of somebody that would have that what do you call it? As notice for that, that's the only way I can say it. There's some old saying or somebody that was noticed for that.
For what?
For that being more for love.
Oh.
Showing loves.
Men and women?
Yeah, sentimental, more sentimental. There is this, what is it, a certain story or something like that you can go by.
Oh.
Yeah, a story. That's what I mean. There is a story.